back, and we back up in here, back for episode number 3, technically, number 2, but, yeah, we'll get into that in a second. Want to welcome y'all back, say what's up. Thank you for pressing that button, giving this episode a chance. It is greatly appreciated. We're just getting started, so all the love at the beginning is appreciated. That's what's going to get us over the next hump. You know what I'm saying? Those are the resources we need to get us where we need to be. I just want to let y'all know I appreciate it. That's real. So now that we're here, let's get it cracking. Let's jump in. If this is your first time here, this is a podcast based out of Maryland, 420 to 410. Saying we here in Maryland, right in between Baltimore, right in between D.C., about 25 minutes to D.C., and about 15 to 20 to Baltimore, right in the middle. Got the reefer game popping now. Yes, I do call it reefer. You know what I'm saying? Definitely call it that. And I don't know, it's here now. It's here now. It's pretty, pretty good. It's getting better by the moment. But it's pretty good, not gonna lie. Got a lot of popular brands coming through. Everybody's excited about the cookies over the last 2 years. There's a lot of good things popping off right now. Shout out to Grow West, who is not a sponsor. Obviously, I don't have any, but they are what I'm smoking on right now. This Pie Crust, boy. Podcast is something else. So I tell you what, let's go ahead. I'm staring at this beautiful bud. If you guys don't follow me on IG, make sure you do. It's 420 to 410 on IG. That's the number 420, the word TO, the number 410 on IG. Check out the picture that's in the video of this podcast from Grow West. Oh my god, yo, the crystals, the trichomes looks amazing. Everything is on point, nice, hard, dense buds. Oh man, y'all gonna have to wait for the video to see this one, but the pictures are up on IG right now. If you want to go check it out, this thing is beautiful, beautiful. So I got my bowl packed already. Whatever you're working with, whether it be bowls, blunts, bongs, papers, dab rigs, one hitters, an apple, an edible, whatever it is, let's grab into it. Cheers. Wake and bake session, because I wanted to have the vibe, you know what I'm saying, especially with the time that comes out in the morning, that, you know, a lot of people, especially in quarantine right now, just don't have the ability, resources, you know, to kick it with their homies when it's time, you know what I'm saying, when the session calls. This plan is a social plan, you know what I'm saying, helps everybody bond, come together, have a good time. It's kind of hard right now when you're wearing a mask. You go outside, scared to pass it to your homeboy, or most of y'all, scared to pass it to your homeboy, or homegirl, or whatever. Like, sessions are, they're a strange place right now. And what's it called? Zoom is cool. Those things are cool, but it's nothing like having your crew, your posse, your circle. Oh, whoa, did I just say posse? Having them all around you in a circle, man. Like, you can't beat that. You can't. So, that's where me and myself and plenty of others, and trust me, as I learn more about this podcast game and who's out here, I'll be sharing for you guys to check them out. Because like I said, it should be a big circle. You should be able to pass the blunt to Omar and pass the blunt to this person and that person and enjoy your day. Enjoy your time in a circle. You know what I'm saying? So That's what we're here for. That's what it's meant to be. I'm aiming to shoot for 30 minutes, maybe a little bit shorter sometimes, maybe a little bit longer. Depends on the topic, depends on what we got going on at hand. There is a scheduled date, but I feel like I'm about to just drop like 5 of these things back to back to back and then let people rummage through them and then pick up the schedule from there. So I don't know. We'll go on and see how that goes. But I'm just glad y'all are here. Glad we got the session going, the cipher going, and you know, we just go from there. Get it cracking. I'm bringing y'all, obviously, weed reviews, restaurant reviews, gym reviews. I'm a gym rat for those that didn't know. Wouldn't be able to make it without that in this plan. I'm gonna be able to make it. I don't understand how people walk around without this plan and without some type of physical fitness in their life. Just don't, but that's a whole nother topic on another episode. But that's what we bring it, and it's funny because one of the topics today is 10 things to do when you're stoned. 10 things to do when you're stoned. So, you already got another number one for me on my list. It's not necessarily number one on this list, but number one for me on my list would be workout. That shit just feels amazing. I don't know anything. I could probably name one thing. It's close to it. It's like cardio as well. That could be just as fun, but I don't know. Something about it. Now, I'm not advising you guys get shit-faced. You know what I'm saying? Take like 3 or 4 dabs. Try to do a gram slab and then run up in the gym. I'm not suggesting that. I'm not even just a smoking a whole blunt going in the gym. I don't know. It depends on your tolerance. Me, personally, 2 to 3 bowls max. And that's like on a good day. It just seems to put me in the zone, almost like locked in. Also, I wouldn't advise maybe smoking like the strongest blue cheese or something like that going in there, but... It just puts me in the zone. I'm like in a whole nother place. Once I hit that bowl and then go in there, it's like the treadmill becomes easier. I'm not gonna say the weights become lighter, but it's like my focus is there and the movements are more intense. It's like I can literally feel each muscle fiber working, tearing, and I don't know, it's in bodybuilding it's called a mind-muscle connection, and that's exactly what you want. To have weed speed that up and make that connection even stronger, it's amazing, actually. If you think about it, it's probably one of the best supplements you can have mentally while working out. Like, forget intra-workout or anything like that. Like, imagine a 420 gym where you could, like, take a second, you know, and hit your spliff or hit your bowl or hit the vape. That would make it dope, like vapes only or bowls only or something. I don't know, something all smoked out in there. But, yeah, fitness, working out, definitely number one on my list. Let's jump to this list that was put together by Hip and Spiro. Pretty sure I just butchered that. Number one on their list, Netflix and chill. That's obvious. Seems like fun. Seems like good. Again, the stoner thing to do, though. I said I wanted to bring a different angle. There's nothing wrong watching movies and chilling. It's actually a classic thing, but it's funny how they put that at number one. Number two, take a walk and enjoy your surroundings. I actually would have put this at number one if it was me. Again, nature, fitness, how can you go wrong? You know what I'm saying? You take a little bull rib, bong rib, whatever you do, go for a little walk, enjoy your neighborhood, hear the birds, hear the animals, hear the cars, hear the sirens, whatever you got. It flows harmony with everything if you let it. Jump on to number three. Eat, and then eat some more. It also seems like the stoner thing to do. We'll put it in there. Number four. This will be number one to a lot of people. Listen to music. It says your favorite hits transcend into something magical. It's entirely different when you're high. And boy, if that ain't the truth. Right? I mean, like, you'd be sitting there listening, like, hey, where did that guitar solo come from? I've heard this song 8 million times. Did they just add that? Like, did they just put that in there? Guitar solo is rocking. So you know that, how that goes. Like, it's just magical. It's just something about, I'm trying to think, well, obviously Bob Marley has those songs. I don't know who produces a lot of Rick Ross's music, but if you ever get a chance, smoke a hell and listen to some of those instrumentals if you can find them. Insane, Pete. Insane. Insane. Number six, cooking something new. That's pretty cool. If you're ever doing something that's not too active, but you want to still do something productive, try cooking a new dish. This new taste, smell, and it's exciting. You can move your own pace and whip up your own meal. Bonus points if you pretend to be your own master chef. It's pretty cool. Number seven is probably out right now. At least I know it is in D.C. A couple places are open in Baltimore, but number seven would be going to a museum. I mean, that's pretty dope. Just something that's right on time and kind of what we were saying earlier. You get a chance, hit up your homeboy, hit up your homegirl, hit up your cousin, you're gonna talk to him now. Especially during these times, just check on them, make sure they're good, make sure everything is okay, because you got a lot of people depressed right now, down and out, and it'd be a good time to reach out to them, you feel me? Number 13. I skipped over a couple because obviously we can't do them in the pandemic. And those being like, go to the bar, you know what I'm saying? Ride a roller coaster. That's not happening right now, so it's not even fun. But yeah, here's another one I like to do. I know I'm not the only one, but clean. Some people get through a lot of accomplishments when they're high, and cleaning is a perfect example. Putting that sudden burst of energy to a good use. Fire up the right sativa, you in there, you good to go. Shit, this pie crust right here, I have you cleaning the whole house, looking like Mr. Clean up in here. Number 13, do something creative. Look at your creative juices flowing. Maybe some writing, painting, music. It's possible. Like for me, my thing is photography, using my eyes to see things that, or see things in a way that other people don't. You know, I just feel like that my gift is just interesting. And it just helps me, puts me in the creative zone. I don't know, it's just the reason for this podcast. Like, I just feel like I need to do something a little bit more creative. Or it literally starts to hurt. Number 15, and guys, don't be scared, man. You can do this too. Take a hot bath. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just neat, especially if you work out the way I do. Nothing wrong with that, man. Let the muscles relax, let your brain relax, let your nervous system relax. In the article, it says taking a hot bath on a regular, on any regular day is the ultimate relaxation activity. Stone, it's nothing better. The warmth of the water, steam in the bathroom, it all adds up to an overall pleasant experience. And this is highly suggested. Turn the lights off, light some candles, that hot music going, that hot water going, maybe some little background music, some little Janae, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some instrumentals or something. And I'll see you on the other side, boy, because you is gonna float. You are gonna float. I'm sorry, in the background, you can hear the grinding going. Heck, another one if you don't mind. Who else was that saying? It's like the dinner bell back in the 40s. It's like, Johnny, come in. That's funny. Yeah. The smell that comes off of you. Y'all know the purple grass gives off like a little, a certain hint. It's almost like candy-ish. Yeah, this podcast got it. Sweet smelling. Sweet smelling. Let's take a rip. There we go. All right, back to the list. Number 16 being yoga. Yeah, during quarantine, I think most fitness has downloaded the Nike app. They made it available for free. Gave you all the premium workouts and everything like that for free. Part of the workouts was yoga. I took a couple like beginner lessons and things like that, and it was amazing. Put me right where I need to be. I really need to get back into it. So that's kind of cool. They suggest that. So like that's right on time. Could you imagine? I got a nice yoga session, stretching, getting all the muscles relaxed, kinks out, and then jumping into the tub. Don't take it a step further. You got somebody that can give you a nice little quick deep tissue. My boy. It's a wrap. And then this last one might be one of my favorites. I wouldn't put it in the top five, but definitely one of my favorites. As a grown ass man. I'm sorry, but especially if it's cold out, rainy, like the other day it was snowing. There's nothing better than getting fried, laying up in the bed, so I'm just curling up in the bed, wrapping up. That just feels amazing. Word up. That's crazy, because that list is pretty good, man. I'm not gonna fraud. It's pretty good. But I know you got something you can add to it, so do me a favor. Send me an email. Text me if you know me. Leave a comment here. Go to the YouTube page. Go to AIG. Somewhere where you can write and leave a comment. Let me know what you put on your list, because I know I'm missing something. I know the list can get wild. Things to do while high. So, yeah. All good. Appreciate you guys clicking on here, checking it out. Going for the next one. Production value is getting better. We got guests and stuff lined up coming on. So it's only going to get better, turned up, more lively. Just got some things in store. So check with me. Like I said, leave me a message, comment. See you on the next one. Peace.